cheaper essentials to our way of life, whether it be their woolly hair to keep us warm or a nice broad chop to keep the hunger at bay. Sheep are here to stay, and they will be for the entirety of the duration of Earth's existence.
Ah, he always finds the right song.
First Saturday of the month, it's the Farm Fresh Hour here at our Outdoor Living Hour at 8 o'clock, and we've got Julie Murphy with the Farm Bureau. And before we get back to our farmer today, you always like to bring in one of your local farmers or ranchers to hear straight from the horse's mouth, you could say.
Yes.
We've got Richard Clark in Greenland County. Before we get back to it, we want to talk about your community-supported ag.
Yeah, so since we're talking about lamb and a good lamb cut, there's nothing like it. So, but you always want to add a great variety of vegetables, local vegetables. And one of the things that we've really been trying to promote more at Arizona Farm Bureau is the fact that our direct market farms, we have such an array of them, and several of them have, you know, pre-packed boxes to go, for example, and also what is known as a CSA or community supported ag. I currently am in one. I am going to mention all of the farms in it. Well, a good chunk. I may miss some, and I know my farmers will get back to me if I don't mention, but because I'm going to mention more than one, I don't want to show favoritism, but I'm currently buying a share in a community supported ag from one of our local farms, just because I have a dedicated week where I pick it up at the Gilbert Farmers Markets, and I can enjoy their array of vegetables. What's fun about getting a box or a bag of veggies is you know you'll get what's in season typically, but you don't necessarily know what they're going to fill that box with. And it makes sense, we have been sheltered at home, and even myself, we're becoming better cooks than we thought we could be. So I like a CSA because of unexpected surprises in the box that I can then experiment with and cook. So just to name a few, all of these you can find on fillyourplate.org, Arizona Farm Bureau's consumer-facing website that features this. But just an example is McClendon Select. Now, that particular direct market farmer, they typically serve the restaurants. We know what happened during COVID-19. The service industry pretty much just shut down. So they pivoted immediately to these grab-and-go boxes, so to speak, and I believe they're still doing that. So that's an example of one. Blue Sky Organic Farms, probably one of the largest CSA-serviced farms. The last time I heard, they said that they were putting together well over 500 boxes a week for families that had subscribed into their CSA. We've also got Crooked Sky Farms, the same similar situation, where I think the last time I talked to Farmer Frank, as he said, our CSA, it had kind of waned a little bit or kind of dropped down. Well, it's exponentially quasi-exploded, and I think he's increased his CSAs by about 75%. So just keep those in mind, McClendon Select, Blue Sky Organic Farms. You've got Crooked Sky Farms. Another one in Tucson, since we've been talking about Tucson markets, is Merchants Gardens. And they never did CSAs before this whole situation. And theirs isn't really structured as a CSA. They don't set up subscriptions. But you literally can drive by, pick up a box of leafy greens, a variety of leafy greens that they do, because they're greenhouse, so they can do the leafy greens year-round. It's been quite exciting and impressive to see some of the things that have gone on. And again, that's just a handful. There's more. If you went to fillyourplate.org, you would see. In this, when you do a search and you're searching geographically, you can discover in their subject description, when you see the list of farmers, say, for instance, in Pima County, that would be able to do that for you. And obviously, we have the farmers markets. Believe it or not, several are still open. Some in the very beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic had to shut down. But once they put in place, because ag is considered essential, once they put that in place, some of the parameters and protocols, so to speak, to keep us all safe, you know, 6 feet distancing, wearing masks, they were able to reopen. So believe it or not, we still have a continuance of a lot of our great farmers markets. So that's still one of the easiest ways to make sure that you're buying directly from your farmers and ranchers. And the only other caveat I want to say to all this is that our grocery stores have an abundance of wonderful produce. It's one of the areas in the grocery stores that I haven't seen empty shelves. I've seen more of that in the meat case. And certainly they've probably got some produce that has been out, but not to the degree we've seen in the meat cases. And we have a wonderful array. Even though I have that CSA box from one of my favorite farmers, I also am going to the grocery store because it might have one of those vegetables that's maybe not in season, but is still we're still have access to. And so I still do both grocery store and farmer's market.
And when you hear CSA and you think farming, you know, a lot of times our mind goes, you know, out of the city, into the country, you know, miles and miles away. Like farmer Richard Clark was saying, it's a 200-mile one-way trip to bring his meat to market if he's coming to Phoenix. Well,
right.
So much of Phoenix, Casa Grande, you know, and the oldest known agricultural in the country is the Santa Cruz River in Tucson. So much of these cities were built around old farms.
Right.
So like Crooked Sky Farms, you're a stone throw away from the sky rises of downtown Phoenix.
Oh,
it
I
seems
know.
Like when you're there, it's a little farther than that. I mean, but
you hop right off the freeway.
You're right off the freeway. Right. A lot of these are in the city.
It exactly.
Just grew around. So
yeah.
You can find it, fillyourplate.org. Find your local community-supported ag farmers market. And we'll be back with Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau and Richard Clark.